Did you know we live stream the recording of this podcast every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Facebook, Rumble, Twitch, Kick, and X? Come join us.
Hey, everybody. No big hey. Welcome to Boomer Bunker Live because Bob's internet's giving him fits. He doesn't have any internets. Internets.
He's got
doesn't
the fits have the, and the shits.
He doesn't have the interwebs. But that's okay. We're here.
Hi, Bob.
Bob will be in the chat.
Bob will be slamming the comments.
It's the first time we heard from him all day. It's like I put stuff.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you notice the eagle tree?
No. I see the tree and it looks like you have a ribbon around it.
Yeah, it's so. All eagle stuff now. It's an eagle's tree. My daughter gave it to me.
Is that your prayer tree?
It is my prayer tree.
Please, God, win.
Please, yeah. The reason we're going an hour early tonight, and that won't make a difference if you're listening to this as an audio podcast, is that the Eagles are playing Monday Night Football, and I want to watch it. So instead of not doing a show, we decided to go an hour earlier, and we'll see what happens.
We didn't want to disappoint anybody.
Dean says if the Eagles win, the Lions are in the playoffs. Well, there you go. Let's start good vibes from Michigan. That's what I need because it's not going to be easy tonight.
I can't believe the Lions aren't in already.
I don't know. But Jalen Hurts is sick, and he's really sick. He's so sick they sent him out on a separate plane. That can't be good. Wait a minute. That can't be Josh. Josh
is
on vacation?
Josh.
It has to be him because he's got the...
It's the curl. Yeah.
How about that?
Still in a crate. Well, nice to see you, Josh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wait, let me prep.
Yeah, it's for us, nothing. See? Now, this is the fault. I blame Craig for this because Craig said something about your boobs being out. Now you got a neck-high sweater. But if you'd have known Josh was coming out, you could have had the girls at least peeking out a little bit.
No, stop.
At the pearl, you know, just had a little bit of, little peek, you know, just the girls doing this. You know, just peeking out a little bit.
They're zipped up. Zip.
Yeah. But. Back to the Eagles. I don't know. Okay. So this is my thoughts on this is they're going to lose tonight. And usually I'm 100% wrong. So, but I really do believe that they are.
And you have to not watch it. So,
Joe, did you see what he said? I'm leaving now. What's with the sweater? See?
I wore this to work. I didn't have time to change. Sorry, gentlemen.
Yeah. I'm getting to the age now where walking's a bitch. I went to the doctor's day, so I was coming up the step to come in the house. My right knee decided to say, fuck this. And I went crash, like Joe Biden, and went crashing into the doorway. And
oh, no.
Look at this. Look at that.
God.
Just a flesh wound.
You're a mess. 'Tis only a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound. So if Bob's internet gets straightened out, I'm sure he'll pop in here, but I guess we only have an hour, so let's kind of get into it.
Oh, here you go. Mr. Decaf says this. One day you wake up with a pain and it never goes away.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I used to laugh at my father for all this crap and it never went away.
I trip over shit all the time. I hate it.
Yes. Here we go. So here's our girl, Roseanne. I don't know if you knew this. This weekend, Turning Point USA had a big conference. And I mean everybody. There was every conservative, talking people. They were all out there. And Roseanne was out there. And I'm sorry, but I got to go over this because she's a hoot. And you know what? I might not like the way she delivered the message, but I'm saying I don't disagree with much here. Hold on. Here we go.
All in for President Trump. I just want to say that. I'm just all in.
I can't hear her.
What do you mean you can't hear?
The part, I can't hear her. That's what
I
mean.
I understand
what else
that.
I can say to make that clear.
Sorry.
Clearer?
Hang on. Okay. Let's try this. Let me back this up. That would really be upsetting if you can't hear her.
All in for...
can you hear her now?
I turn up a little bit, yeah.
Turn it up a little bit. Let me see if I can turn
a little bit, please. All right, just nobody make any noise.
That's not the way this works. Hold on. Let me see if I get this turned up. Damn thing. There we go. Let's see if I can. All right, I'm giving it to Juice. Duchess. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's what okay. he said.
Giving it the juice. Here we go.
All in for President Trump. I just want to say right. that. I'm just all in.
Don't worry. You'll be able to hear her in a minute.
She's
I'm
all
just
in.
All in. You know, I said, I'm all in, whatever. You know, you just let me know I'm all in, because I know if I ain't all in, man, they're going to put my ass in a gulag. If he loses, I know, you know, that what they're going to do. And I don't really want to go to a re-education camp and
probably.
Have to give all my money away to a bunch of losers that never know how to get a job. I don't care about them.
Now she's in front of the podium.
If we don't stop these horrible communists, do you hear me?
Kind of.
I'm asking you
Not really.
To hear me. Stalinist! Communists! With a huge helping of Nazi fascists thrown in.
Wow.
Plus, wanting a caliphate.
She's forgetting.
To replace every Christian democracy on earth now. Occupy. Do you know that?
Is she getting fed something in her ear?
I don't think so.
I just want the truth.
It's too much
we
pause.
We deserve to hear the truth. That's what we want. We want the truth. We don't care which party is.
Wow.
We know they're both nothing but crap. They're both on the take. They're both stealing
Whoa.
Us blind.
Oh, my God. She's insane.
We just want the truth about everything that we fought and died and suffered to protect. We want the truth. Because we deserve it, and we deserve to have an election with paper ballots.
I don't disagree with her.
And with proper identification to prove that you are a citizen of this country.
Well, the problem is you can't hear the applause and people chanting because it's so quiet.
And that the public's money shall heretofore belong to the public.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck she said, but she's crazy.
That public's money should belong to the public.
Wow.
I'm so bummed out you can't. Fuck.
Yeah, it's super low.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. She's
I
clearly
moved things
a maniac.
Okay, so here's what happened. I didn't get a chance to test this in StreamYard, but I had to move things around because I have four mics coming tomorrow, and I had to take and change what I normally use, which I have a way of juicing up that I can't use tonight.
Right. I'm sorry.
Listen, I know everybody's
my fault
for like
inviting people.
Yeah, three people, I would have been able to keep everything the way it was, but the fourth person threw it over the edge.
He was fun. I'm sorry.
I understand he was fun. Anyhow, so the thing with Roseanne is I don't disagree with what she's saying. I don't, you know, I think we need paper ballots. All right? I think we all want the truth, no matter where it comes from, because we believe both parties are bullshit. It's just a uniparty system. It has to be. It has to be because one side is fucking up so much that you would figure the other side would just be able to roll right in. But they're not because the other side's like, fuck that. I don't want to be in charge when this thing blows up. So we're just going to, so we'll do something. We'll fuck it all up too. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, speaking of people being in charge, did you see any of the footage today of with Joe Biden's motorcade that got hit, like one of the vehicles that got hit?
Yes.
Did you see him like, why on earth was he wandering around outside? Like, if there was an accident and he's involved in that motorcade, why is he outside of the car?
Well, he was at his campaign headquarters in Wilmington.
Oh, so he's waiting to get into the car.
He was walking in there, and they had the road blocked off. And this
drunk just stood there like a moron.
Well, of course, because he's like,
he looked lost.
What was that? Somebody do make a noise. Is that goddamn raccoons in the trash can again? Son of a
bitch.
That's
what's in his brain, that raccoon in a trash can.
Right. So here's some drunk guy come over and plowed into a
How did that guy get through? There's
he was coming down the road, and they had a black SUV, the black SUV parked across the road. He didn't see it because he's blitzed because it's black. It's dark.
Wow.
He just crashed into it, and they had they had taken a photograph when the Secret Service there. You should have seen that guy's eyes. His eyes were like, they were like popping out of his head.
That whole thing just seems so weird. Like, it was just so fishy. Like, why did they bring him outside if that was still going on? Like, why? He's the fucking president. Like, whether you like him or not, like, you have to keep him protected inside somewhere, not just standing around like a ding-dong.
It was
like,
just the perfect
storm.
What's going
on?
He was walking out to the car, and that guy hit. But they're sitting there listening to it.
They should have hustled him back in. Like,
They got him in the car, and they got him out of there. I mean, that happened real quick, but, it, you know, at first.
Oh, it's just, you see him standing there, though. He's just, like, staring towards the noise, like a dog that's, hey, like a dog or a cat, like when you have that laser pointer and they just are focused on it. Like, that's, he couldn't look away.
Yeah.
Like, nice of you to join us, Bob. Burb.
We don't know if he's joined us yet. We haven't heard him speak.
I got my heater on. Give me a second.
Okay.
All right. Well, I've heard words.
So he's here. Bob's here.
Hey, everybody. Boomer Bob.
Mike from Wheelbarrow Full Dick said, Roseanne blocked me on Twitter because she thought I was a spy for Monsanto. Maybe he is a spy for Monsanto. You know, she's pretty good with these conspiracy theory stuff.
Yeah, she's a smart lady.
Yeah. Budfucker says, did you say you're juicing up? Yes. Yes, I am.
That's why he like threw himself in the doorway today.
Yeah, Budweiser says it's a deer in the headlights look, but Biden always looks like that. That's the truth.
Well, you know what? It's weird. Like, if you play footage from him in the very beginning of his term, and then now, just that 2.5 years, 3 years, remarkable difference. Like, he at least sort of sounded like he had a little bit together. Now he's just
Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has a podcast called The Verdict, and this morning he's doing a 3-part series with James, it's not Comey, I think it's Comer. James Comer. Yeah. The evidence that they have on the Biden family, like, they're putting everything together now. All the pieces of the puzzle are starting to fall together, and the amount of evidence that they have on him right now is ridiculous.
No 4 years.
There's no evidence. They're just making it up.
Well, I mean, it's just like they got $200,000 here, and then all of a sudden over here there was $200,000 in this account, and they said it was
a
loan.
Way.
So this is how these fucking brain trusts, this is what they decided to do. They figured that the IRS was going to catch on if you take it as income. So they said it was a loan. Well, they're like, okay, well then where's the paperwork for the loan? That's number one.
We don't need no paperwork.
We don't have any,
for that.
Right. Yeah. And number two, how much have you paid back on the loan?
Nothing.
Right.
It's a loan gift.
Right. So this is, they thought they had, you know, figured out a way around this. And the amount of, amount of times the bank had to send a form to the government. Like a banking form that says, hey, you might want to look into this. This looks like tax evasion, or this looks like money laundering. Yeah, the amount of times that they sent that to the either IRS or the Department of Justice or both, and they're like, this guy was over there just ripping people. Stealing.
Just stealing money.
And then,
now, if it was like, hey, IRS, this guy, John Jamingo, looks like there's some problems with his account. Boom. Knock on the door. We're the government. We're here.
Yeah. John Jamingo just got...
How many oversights would you get?
Yeah. John Jamingo just got $50 on Venmo from somebody. We got to go over there and toss his house.
He's going to jail now, motherfucker.
Yeah, but yours is easy to, like, you can track your money because they just go over to OnlyFans and they say, yeah. Oh, well, he moved it over to there.
He went from my account to OnlyFans and then back.
Uh-oh. Josh is reporting us.
Yeah.
I'm reporting
Thanks,
you
Thanks, Josh. No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's ridiculous because they're worried about the $50 or $80 that people move back and forth on Venmo, but millions and millions of dollars. And then again,
God forbid you buy something online, don't pay a tax.
I have to ask the question, what was China paying for all that money? What was Ukraine paying for all that money? Do you think maybe that they're compromised, that maybe there's other stuff that, you know, that they have on the Biden family that now all of a sudden things are happening, you know, at the border, South China Sea. We can't seem to put out the Houthis over there shooting up the it's not the Suez Canal. What's the canal that's over there? You know, it's in the Red Sea, that one strait of Vermouth. It's not the Strait of Vermouth, but it's a strait of
We have vermouth tomorrow.
Strait of Vermouth, you know, and they're disrupting all the shipping, and now they're not even sending ships. So the reason and the fact that the United States doesn't go over there and just flatten anything that comes, you know, where these drones and shit are coming from, cut me a break. We're supposed to be able to protect the shipping, and we're not protecting the shipping. So now, like 10% of everything. Goods and service goods comes through that 10% of the world's goods comes through that. And now ships are like, fuck that. I'm not sending a ship in there to get shot at, you know, I'm not spending all that money to go through there. Hopefully that they don't decide to take a shot at us. It's fucked up.
We can hope, but
it's Palestine.
Yeah.
I saw a thing today. Where is that? All right. Let me see if I can bring this up. And I want to bring this video up, and I know I shouldn't bring up videos like this, but this is, stop. Hang on. I'll bring this video up here. And this video, right. I'm going to try to describe it. This completely describes the Palestine-Hamas worldview of this conflict. So what we have is a kind of a chubby, fat guy, but he's big. He's a big guy. Right? And he's standing in a cul-de-sac, and two guys come running at him. So now they come running at him. They're going to attack him, right?
A two-on-one.
Yeah. So Big Boy grabs him, right? Now, Big Boy is Israel. And the two guys that are beating on him and just attacked him, they're Hamas. All right? So he grabs this, right? Gets one in the air, and then... Good night on one. And then, so the other, they're still fighting, right?
Down goes. That guy's not moving.
Right?
Oh, fucking stop it now.
Now, here comes the world. The world's like, hey, stop it. Just why? Because this guy's winning? Or because he's bigger? Yeah. Or there would have been no fight if the two little guys didn't come running over and start the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, now here comes the rest of the world.
Stop.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Mom's up there cursing.
Yeah. Listen, if your boys wouldn't have came over and attacked him, there wouldn't be, if there was no fuck around, there would be no find out.
They would not have to find out. That's
right.
Correct.
So now they're like, how did this happen? You know, what are you doing here? Why are you beating up my kid? Well, I'm beating up your kid because your kid attacked me. He ran across the street and both of them attacked me at the same time. It wasn't even really a fair fight. You know, it was kind of like a sucker punch thing. And just because I took both of them and beat them like a redheaded stepchild, beat them like they owed me money, beat them like a limp dick. Just because I did all that. Now, all of a sudden, because your pussies couldn't beat me, now all of a sudden we got to have a fair fight? What kind of fair fight is this? They started this shit.
Ain't fair.
Right. October 6th, there was no Palestinians being killed by Israel. October 8th was a different fucking story. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm tired about hearing about it. They elected this government, okay? They are allowing this government to continue. They're not helping out. They secretly want this. They want Israel to cease to exist. They do not want – this is the test case. They're going after Israel because it's a Western democracy, And if they can get rid of that, then they're coming after us. That's the next thing. That's
everything's
they're coming after us next. I don't know.
So is there, you got to play a little more? Oh,
that's over.
Did he end up punching the shit out of the mom? Or?
No, it's just a lot of screaming and yelling.
Just screaming at each other. Oh,
yeah, it sounded like two F-16s were coming over. I was waiting for a bombing, strifing run.
My goodness. It's difficult when you see shit like that.
I'll be honest with you. Israel's going over there, and they're fighting a war. They're putting their soldiers in harm's way. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are getting killed because it's urban combat. It's the worst because they could just go in there and just bomb that place until it was dust and go over there and pick up the pieces. But they're not doing that. Did you hear the story where they shot three of the hostages?
They killed three of them. Yeah.
And I said, Jesus Christ, how do you do that? They had the flag. Up.
Yeah, they did. They fucked up.
And they explained it. This is what Hamas does. They have, they say they're hostages, and then they come and they're strapped with explosives. And as soon as the soldiers get there, they blow them up.
Blow them up. Yep.
So I guess the best thing to do would be say, okay, get naked. Yeah, make sure there's no bombs. Unless they stuck some up their ass.
Ugh. That's a whole nother.
Yeah, but then they'd find out they're Jewish.
No. What?
Snip.
Oh, that's true, I guess.
Circumcised.
Circumcised.
Why did I get that before you?
Oh, that's true.
I don't.
But what if they were women?
Well, right, wouldn't the good. Other be, if it was women, wouldn't oh. and wouldn't they be snipped for the other side?
You mean the clit? No, they don't do that. The whatchamacallits do that. The Muslims. Yeah, the Muslims.
Okay, I didn't know that. Hamas wasn't fucking Muslim.
Clit snipping. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I thought that Hamas was Muslim. My bad. I'm wrong.
That's terrible.
I'm just saying. Budwalker says, clits don't exist. He's been searching for years.
No, dummy. That's the G-spot.
You're doing a terrible job.
It's right up.
It's not that hard to find.
Little man in a boat, move the hood, you're straight.
Yeah. Is Bob low or is it my imagination?
He's a little low, but he's talking sexy.
I'm not low.
Maybe his ladies are listening.
I'm at full volume.
Okay.
I know what you're talking
Whatever.
About.
Doesn't matter, Bob.
You're a little
yeah,
low.
It's fine.
I'm not doing nothing here anyway.
All righty.
Well, we are on Twitch, Twitter, Rumble, and Kick right now. So we're in four places. Nobody's watching us in four places right now.
All tens of us.
All ten of us. All tens of us.
Well, there's six.
I could do the same show on on Facebook Messenger and get the same audience. I'm just kidding. But I don't know, Bob. Did you get any? You have any stories for us?
No. You said you got like an hour. So
No. I get that. I got it. Oh, I got plenty of stories.
Tuning in.
I got plenty of stories.
There you go. Well, you can bring up some other girls' cleavage. How about
all right,
that?
Here,
I've got stories. I just don't have those kinds of stories.
What kind of stories are they?
The ones you don't want to fucking hear, pal.
What stories wouldn't I want to hear?
Nothing. Next topic.
I know what he's talking about. Move along. You don't want to hear him.
I'm the only one that doesn't know what the
His
fuck anybody's...
His sexcapades, duh. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear
never
that.
Never talk about that.
No.
I mean, not those. No. Not those stories at all.
I'm sorry. Boy.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
All right, so here we go.
Please.
Watch that.
Shame is a very, very... Stop that. All right. Okay, something happened now that whenever I hit the tab now, it also automatically starts playing. Never did this before.
Oh, wow.
So that's a new thing with whatever this is. All right, so here's a lady here. And the police are there. She was just sitting at a bar. She was having a cocktail. She was having a Budweiser. And they came up to her to question her because they got a report of her masturbating at the beach. She was down at the border.
Oh.
And she was masturbating.
That explains why that can is red.
It is kind of. All right. So this woman was caught using a vibrator on a Georgia beach and could be seen breaking down. Well, here, let me play the video a little bit.
Come we didn't get that on fucking body cam.
Yeah, can I ask what the problem is?
All right, so someone called us. We got multiple calls about you. What? About something pertaining on the beach.
Yes.
Were you what? Supposed to be... Were you doing something you weren't supposed to be doing?
What?
Like, she oh does... God. She's like, what? What?
What? What? Yeah, she yeah knew.
She knew, blank but now stare. She's like... She didn't think that anybody saw her or whatever.
What were you doing on the beach? Like, prior to coming here? Prior to coming here.
Coming here.
There was nobody. I was just sitting on my towel. Nobody was around me.
Okay, and you were over at the beach?
Like, I was near the water.
Near the water?
Yeah. Ugh. What did I do? What did I do?
So apparently you were masturbating on the beach.
Who saw that?
She's totally busted. Look at her face.
No, they didn't. That's not true.
Why would they call us?
Nobody was around. It was an anonymous call? Is yeah this one of my buddies? Okay,
no,
one of my buddies.
No, it's not one of your buddies. It's a family.
Okay, look, let me show you.
Where's Ashton Kutcher?
Okay.
Is he going to come out?
So now they want to take a look at her bag.
Is there anything in the bag?
No.
But she doesn't have to show that.
I mean, if you can open it, and can I see the content?
She shouldn't have opened it.
Yes.
She's no right.
I don't know. I don't really understand what y'all are.
We're just here because someone called, and we're very concerned.
Okay, this is really highly offensive to me.
I got it. I got you. That's why I'm trying to figure it out.
It's my vibrator, but I just put it in my... I was sitting on the beach, and I...
She did not shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's just...
You have the right to shut up.
Right,
the video just got better. Why'd you pause it? What the fuck?
Just
come on, I'm almost finished.
Hang on.
Any more of a drink? Hang on.
Beach, and I just... just... Okay, do I get a ticket?
You do.
You did have a vibrator.
Listen, I was sitting on the water like this, and I just put it in there, and it was covered up, and I just had an orgasm. I'm sorry. I was stressed out.
Is that it?
Okay. Shut up.
Hang tight for me.
I'm sorry.
She's talking. She can't do that in public on the beach.
I mean, if nobody saw this, they wouldn't have called, right?
So what? Have a public orgasm.
So now they're cuffing.
You can't wank yourself off.
Nobody's around. Who cares?
She's getting arrested. Oh,
family
my
saw
God.
They had kids.
What? Are you, there was called nobody around me.
So.
Oh, this poor woman.
So they're carrying
there's
her off.
There's fucking criminals all over the world, and this one's it's going to jail.
I'm sorry. I don't think if there's nobody else on the beach, like, per se, of course, we don't know that. But, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah. It.
There you go. Josh says she really like, shouldn't have said anything. You
know, yeah, she shouldn't have said anything.
We're done it.
Pounding it. Yeah, I agree.
The police said,
people see it, though.
And cough?
The police said she apologized while being booked for indecent exposure and disorderly contact, telling officers she didn't think anybody had seen her. She was released shortly after.
Oh, my goodness.
And had to go to court. According to Atlanta's attorneys, that they said that she could face 12 months in jail.
Are you kidding?
For 20 seconds of self-gratification. It remains unclear whether she appeared
seconds
before
oh
the
good
court.
For her. Mm-hmm. She's efficient.
That's what I was saying. 20 seconds. She must have really
damn
been
girl.
Yeah.
She's a woman who knows what she needs and gets
that's, yeah, I get
gets
it
at it. See, a woman determined will get there.
Right.
It also says that the judge
Queen
and her have swapped information and they're going out on a date later.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be hard, Bob.
She's quick.
That's going to be
she
hard.
Is quick.
That's going to be hard because they just found it. They just found her body, and apparently she unalived herself with one gunshot.
What? Are you kidding?
As per coroner's findings, the cause of death was a
oh,
determined to be a
no
gunshot wound to the head. The manner of death was officially certified as suicide. Yep.
Clinton.
Grief. Grief's a fucking powerful. Grief and shame. Shame and grief are powerful.
Wow.
She's
that
a real estate
woman
agent. There's video all over of her doing this, being arrested, sitting on the ground, saying how she did it. And apparently she couldn't take
move
it anymore.
Oh, that's fucking terrible. Now, there's people who are destroying businesses, smashing grabs, looting, whatever. No jail. Turn around, in and out. Boom, boom, boom. And this poor woman. Oh, Josh. He says, Great. Thanks, John. You ruined my boner.
That's my job. I'm a boner ruiner.
Now I have a guilty boner.
Cockwalker.
As you should. Shame on you.
Well, well, thanks for that uplifting Christmas story.
That's the worst. Oh, my God. That poor woman.
Mike says, I
now,
bet you
if a
she
guy
gets...
was wanking off on the beach, would he have shot himself?
I don't know.
Maybe in the eye.
But... happy ending into his head.
In his eye. Look at Duchess with the joke.
Oh,
there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
Where's my ding? Ding.
Budbucker says, now I have a guilty boner, which always leads to suicide. Half our audience will go off himself over this story.
No. Nobody killed themselves. Nobody's allowed to do that.
His boner is because she's no longer alive.
Oh, there we go.
Mike in Kick says, don't have orgasms, they lead to jail.
Yes. Well, I get it. I get it. But, you know, unfortunately, that's what I'm saying is, did it really have to be? I mean, I know it's on the body, you know, the body cam came out.
Well,
so
did
you
they
see
catch
that.
Her?
That's terrible. Also,
did they have that? They have actually.
They
footage?
Have the video of her on the beach and she's moaning.
Well, where's that at?
Atlanta.
Yeah, Bob, calm down
over
there.
There's no beach in Atlanta.
No, it was in Georgia. I don't know where she's from, but it was
in Georgia.
Yeah, it was in Georgia.
Probably Savannah area, because that's near the...
Well, near water, I guess, or some kind of...
very small piece of Georgia that
touches
water.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the one part. Mr. Dekes says Dave probably tipped... Oh, I can't... The chat's gone so fast, I'm missing all of it. Mr. Dekes says it's going to paint the ceiling. The splatter effect. All right.
And then so go one more down.
So she Courtney loved.
Oh.
Mr. Decaf, I think the lady painted the walls with her brains. All right. Why am I
here? Come on. Come on.
Dave, man.
Women don't have brains.
Probably tipped her to do it.
Oh, there was that eye. I that's why I did it. For the eye roll shortcut. Mike, 34 minutes, 50 seconds.
Oh, there's been a couple before, I'm sure.
Oh,
but...
I believe.
Did you guys? All right. So, can we talk about the two gay guys banging in the Senate, one of the Senate chambers, and got caught?
I've only seen the headlines. I've been kind of preoccupied.
I've seen the prone gentleman on the counter with the like little blurred out, and I'm like, well, I know what an ass looks like, so thank you for blurring out. Whatever the hell you just blurred.
So what I heard was that the story was not the Democrats doing that, but the Republican response.
The Republican response, because they found out. So what happened was one gay Democrat staffer brought another gentleman into the Senate, one of the Senate hearing rooms, and they were having and filming.
I've got some audio.
I put some lube on him and got him on his knees.
That's probably super true.
Right. And then as it got further on, it was more like this.
Okay. That's...
Oh, there you go.
It hurts. I'm laughing too hard. Ow. Oh, fuck. Pull the fucking muscle.
So, oh my God. So now they figured that they could make some money at this. So they're opening up a new club in the Senate called the Capitol. It's a gay bar.
It's like the Blue Oyster Bar.
Get some strobe lights in there.
It's not the fact that, listen, I want to have the George Costanza
they have
clip
probably
where
been
he says,
sex in there forever.
Yeah. You think that's the first people that banged in those rooms? I'm sure there's other people banging in those rooms too.
For sure.
They just got well, here's the problem. Video. Once again, they put
stupid
it on video
people.
And then they put it on a gay website. And that's where
no one's gonna see this.
Yeah, no one's gonna see this. Well, now the staffer's been fired.
Sorry.
And the staffer he's a victim. Oh, I can't have my sexuality. Listen,
oh, you can have it.
If you were banging a woman in there, you'd get fired too. How about not banging where you work, like George Costanza? Is that wrong? I didn't know that was against the rules. Cut me a break.
Wait, you can't fuck somebody right in there? I haven't seen footage. I'm just the still photo of just the one guy all on fours.
Just on like, all fours?
Oh. Yeah, it's just Jesus. Josh says, did they call COVID a gag madness. Order?
God damn it.
Damn,
I can't
a gag
click
order.
Around. I can't click around here. Because if I click
glad
it,
to see
all,
you back,
all
Josh.
Of a sudden it just goes to, it just starts playing. I don't like that. Sorry, mm-hmm. peoples. Sorry, peoples. I'll have to try to figure out how to stop that. Maybe there's a setting that I can change.
Should talk to the podcast genius. We'll have to ask.
Who's the podcast genius?
Me? I don't know.
It's this new AI website.
I thought it would be you.
Well, I just,
the again, best kept secret.
It just started happening. This never happened before. Dirk says, this is a distraction from what really is really happening. No shit. This is
really,
you got gay guys banging. We've got Roseanne screaming and yelling. We've got Biden's white. They cannot run Biden in 2024. They can't.
Oh, you're watching Rumble, right?
Yeah, that's where I got Dirk's comment up. So they have to get rid of them, and this is how they're doing it. And the Republicans are doing it too. It's a big, one big giant circle jerk.
Well, you know what? They jumped all over Boobert when she was out getting fondled. So I guess it's the Democrat, it's the Republicans' turn to have fun with two gentlemen having a blast in the Senate chambers. So,
yes.
And they're like, oh, it's making it an issue. Yeah. Well, same thing. You can't, there's literally no difference.
All right.
In it.
I got another story for you.
Okie dokie.
This is an escort. Who she just, they found out, or she just put out, that she is a self-identified psychopath who switched careers from being a wall.
Sociopath.
What
I say? Whatever. Sociopath.
Sociopath or something.
Whatever. I don't know.
Sociopath.
I just say words. I look at words and something comes out of my mouth. And sometimes it's close and sometimes it's not.
It's all good. It's all fun.
She switched careers from being a Wall Street accountant to earning six figures and working as a professional escort and stripper. She earns $34,000 a week.
I'm in the wrong gig. Jesus Christ.
During the holiday season.
Yeah.
What does this chick look like?
Maya Lee. Hang on. I'll show you a picture of her. I don't have the. I got to change. Give me a second here. Share screen.
Hey, chat. Are you four paying for sex? I'm not.
Hey, dude, you're always paying for sex.
Oh,
one way
she's
or
cute.
Other,
yeah, she can get 34,000. I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just stick where I'm at.
I don't know.
I'll stay in my lane. Thank you very much.
I like to eat it before I you know, beat it, and I don't want to taste 20 other fucking dudes.
That I understand. That I understand. That made me
I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, that made me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
It's really gross, Bob.
She's 35, Mia Lee, and says that her peak season is normally the first 2 weeks of December when wealthy men are looking for a professional girlfriend, are willing to fork over as much as $3,000 for 2 hours of her time.
Wow.
This is her quote. Wait, what?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I want to hear the rest of what you say.
So. I think it's a combination of cold weather and holiday parties that bring out more clients. And a decent number of them don't really like spending time with their families, so they're looking for an escape.
I got a better answer for that. They have to take out a certain amount of money out of their like retirement fund, so they got extra money to fucking blow.
Who does? The men?
Some retirement funds require you to take out X amount of dollars per year, like a limit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, well, where are these gentlemen? you send them my way.
Yeah.
I could use some extra cash.
So I might as well blow it on getting
money. Well, I don't know.
Much of her income is reportedly generated by private dancing sessions at one of the Manhattan's strip clubs as a...
no one's paying
and
for
then
that.
As well as luxurious weekend getaways.
A getaway would be fun. I don't see a club happening for me. I don't see that in my future.
Yeah.
Oh, Dean. So my Steelers merch. Okay.
Yeah. Clients often tell, this is her quote, clients often tell me that I'm the most interesting woman they've ever met. Yeah, sure you are.
Okay.
She's traveled to over 60 countries, speaks four languages, and has a slew of tomboy hobbies as competitive shooting and racing. So, okay. You know what, though? You know, you think...
So she's like a dude with tits. Okay,
yeah, she's cool. Like a dude, a dude with tits, kind of, sort of, and a vagina. Yeah, maybe. it's like the best of both worlds. It's kind of like Hannah Montana thing.
It's a guy friend you can fuck.
No, it's a girlfriend that you can go out and actually enjoy yourself with when you're not having sex with her. You can actually have a good time with her doing things that
she
actually enjoy.
She drinks beer, smokes cigars, and she sucks a good one.
Yeah. She says that she spends a significant amount of money on her appearance, including $10,000 for removal of all body hair, $100 every 3 weeks for eyelash extensions, and $3,900 for a sweat-eliminating treatment that mitigates the needs for constant showering. See? She doesn't sweat.
That's probably something she should do.
Yeah.
She's with that many folks. I think showering is probably...
Did she turn it into a playground down there, or is it still a fucking factory? You know what I mean?
Well, the one thing she said, since she's a psychopath.
There you go.
Since she's a sociopath.
Mm-hmm. And what she says is she doesn't have any kind of empathy for anybody. So this is very
easy.
She's
in it for the money.
Yeah, it's very easy for her to do this. She just doesn't care. She does it for the money. Cool. It doesn't affect her one way or the other.
How much of the budget goes towards like Plan B pills?
Doesn't say, Bob. I don't know.
Well, I would assume she probably has a way to keep herself healthy.
Yeah, like
and protected.
Oh, I thought you meant it'd be
somebody has to wear a raincoat.
Mm-mm. Not for that kind of money. Nope. Raw dog.
Yeah, I gotta say. Not for $3,000.
Nope.
But you need to also make sure that where you're dipping your wick is clean too.
$3,000 also doubles as child support.
What is it? Why are you guys so against wearing protection?
Well,
what is that?
Like Taylor Tomlinson says, it's like trying to get a kid to put a jacket over a Halloween costume. You're gonna ruin it.
Well, I mean, that's why they make the
18 years of child support ruins a lot of things.
That's why they make the plus size condoms. But no, I just no.
I mean, yeah, it's not. I suppose, but like, wouldn't you want to wear something if you know you're hiring an escort?
Of course,
been around. Wouldn't you want to cover it up a little?
Then you hope she just got off of a fire hydrant and cleaned that fucker up before.
Yeah, you can't clean some of that stuff. You can't
master douche that shit away. Sorry.
Budvucker says she spends $10,000 on mouthwash. She sounds like a communist. Anyhow.
Y'all make a great case for monogamy, says Adam.
Right.
And every girl's on the pill these days, so let it rip. Yeah, well,
it's not the
pregnancy pill isn't
thing.
The problem.
Yeah. It's the disease. Ones.
Your dick rots off.
Yeah,
stop.
You get a hanging chad.
At my age, I don't care.
Yes, you do.
Most of you guys got chlamydia.
You don't want
anyhow.
Herpes. No one wants herpes or AIDS or gonorrhea or whatever disgusting other STDs are floating around.
Yeah.
Who wants that?
It gives me a story to tell.
Yeah. What, after? Oh, by the way, haha, you got herpes too.
Well,
can't do that.
There's a
good.
There is a, I guess it's a scam going on right now for young gentlemen.
Yeah, it's called marriage.
Well, that's true too. But
that deserves a.
There we go. And what it has to do with is dick pics. Guys, be careful where you send your dick pics.
Never.
Please.
Never even taken one because I don't want to see it on a camera, like on a phone. I don't.
Okay.
Oh. Never.
I have some audio here.
We need to talk. If you meet a good-looking girl on Snapchat, TikTok, or Instagram, and she asks you to send her a picture of your junk, she's not a girl. It's a dude in Lagos, Nigeria, who's about to blackmail you. See, boys, women just aren't as viscerally, visually drawn to our body parts the way we are to theirs. It's a fact of nature. These sextortion cases are on the rise. I personally hear from several victims a week asking me what they should do. I tell these guys, do not pay the blackmail because the shakedowns for money will never stop. Instead, disengage, block the blackmailer, report them to the social media platform, and have no further contact. Give them no feedback. The odds are overwhelmingly in your favor that they do not release pictures of your junk to anyone you know because there's no economic incentive to do it. If they do, just deny that it's you, blame Photoshop, and move on with your life. There have been more than a dozen suicides this year in the US from teenage boys who are being victimized. Don't be one of them. You are not alone. But the best course of action is to not give them ammunition to blackmail you in the first place. Repeat after me. Girls don't want to see pictures of my junk.
Junk. There you go.
That is true, because I have asked others that. I'm like, you know, what, do you guys get anything out of that? They're like, no, it's kind of gross. Now, there are some that are like, oh, I don't mind it. And those are the ones
I think if you're looking for it, delete. That's probably okay. But if you just open up a random text message and... There yeah. it is.
Hey, there's my dick.
Yeah, no. That's not cool.
That's not good.
Gentlemen.
I know a couple.
It's not cool.
I know a couple people that have had this happen to them. And it's not good because they're, you know, they're in trouble because they're married and they're
Did
messing
they
around.
Their head? Oh.
And, you know, they got in trouble. Damn it. I'm looking for this one thing. What did I do? Is it in another one? Excuse me while I look for something here.
Oh, my. Producer Pellerito says, I sent my wife a dick pic across the table at Thanksgiving dinner while talking to her dad, who is next to me.
Wow.
True story.
That's unbelievable right there.
There you go. Adam. Put it in a box. It's a dick in a box.
So while John looks, I have a quick story, anecdote, okay. if you will.
So you lied to me. I asked you if you had a story. You said you didn't have a story.
I said an anecdote, fuckface.
Okay.
Okay, so this is back in the 90s. I was running sound at a club. It was like a built-in PA. It was our club. And one of my buddies who taught me how to do everything, he got me going, and he was running around, you know, the bands were about to go on, but the crowd was getting thick, and he's running around talking to all these girls, and I'm like, no, you're a married man. Like, he's recently married. He does not need to be talking to these girls. Like, he was talking to them, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I decided to turn on my microphone because I'm at the mixer. I have a microphone there that I can broadcast through the PA system. So I was like, hey, everybody, we got bands fixing a kick right now. But real quick, I want to say thank you to the man down there in the green shirt, Steve. And I gave his name. And and I was like, by the way, ladies, he's got herpes. Leave him alone.
Oh, my God. He was probably delighted.
He was mad.
I would be mad, too.
Very mad.
Well, so what is it when you call the what is it, the backup bro? That, what do they call you
like
guys?
Like the wingman?
Yeah,
you were not a wingman. Yeah, well, you were his wife's wingman, I guess.
Well, like I had respect for his marriage. Apparently he did. Like, I'm not trying to
is
say
he still married?
Done anything. Well, now that marriage.
To the same woman?
Out, but no. He married somebody else, and that's been great ever since. They've been married for like 25 years. But anyway.
That's nice.
But yeah, but I was trying to stop him from doing something stupid because I understand the temptation. He was young. He was 18, 19 years old, and I was 28, something like that, 27. So I was trying to, you know, kind of like big brother him.
Because he'd be getting under the skin.
Found what I was looking for.
Okay.
Sorry. Anyhow, I have this story. And when Roseanne was screaming that there's only one party and we're getting screwed by them, I kind of agree on it because of this story.
Of the Ivy League, those eight old, definitely distinguished colleges.
Now, this video here disappeared. Nobody could find it. And then somebody must have found it on a VCR tape or something like that because here it is.
That are known for their ivy-covered buildings and their sometimes superior attitudes to other colleges and universities, which often gets under the skin of people who went elsewhere. Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bone Society, we couldn't resist. Here's ABC's Dan Harris.
The videotape provides a grainy glimpse into what appear to be the initiation rituals of a secret society that's been around since 1832, whose members have gone on to be leaders of Wall Street and the White House, the Senate and the Supreme Court.
They're sort of trying to scare the initiates, make them, disorient them, frighten them.
New York Observer investigative reporter Ron Rosenbaum accompanied a team of Yale students who shot these pictures 9 days ago. Rosenbaum's curiosity about Skull and Bones was permanently piqued when, as a classmate of George W. Bush, he lived right next to the tomb, the group's heavily fortified home.
All right, so this is the Skull and Bones. Now, you would wonder, like, who is part of these Skull and Bones? Like, who is part of this?
Right.
We got Mr. Ketchup.
Ooh. Famous alums include Senators John Kerry and John Chafee, to name two, cabinet secretaries such as Averill Harriman, and three presidents, William Taft, George Bush, and George W. Bush, who's been reluctant to talk about Skull and Bones.
Does it still exist? The thing is so secret, I'm not even sure it still exists.
In recent years, by many accounts, the on-campus influence and allure of Skull and Bones has waned dramatically. And there is no proof that the rituals recently caught on videotape are the same ones performed by the current president.
Do you know what some of these rituals are?
Bud Voger suggested one. Slapping each other on the ass while wearing diapers?
No. You have to lay in a coffin and masturbate while people are watching you. And you have to yell out some of your sexual escapades. And then you have to kiss the skull. And do you know what the skull is from?
No.
Geronimo.
Gone inside the tomb. It's widely reported that members, including George W.'s grandpappy, grave robbed the famous Native American Apache leader Geronimo, taking his skull and some of his bones. As if the Trail of Tears and genocide of Native Americans wasn't offensive enough, these rich mofos actually have bragged about desecrating his grave and doing God knows what with his skull. Vile. Sadly, the descendants of Geronimo have been trying to get his remains back for years and have actually filed a lawsuit against Skull and Bones on the 100th anniversary of his death.
Well, you know that ain't working. So we have all these. This is the same thing that was going on with Epstein. They get these guys, they video, well, I don't know, whatever. They have stories about what they did. And as long as you keep your mouth shut, we'll go and we'll use your business and we'll use you over here. And, you know, any kind of big contracts, you do this, you start that business, you do this. And this is how this is the New World Order. This is where it came from. And it started way back with Prescott Bush, George Bush's father, and George Walker.
George Sr.
Yeah. And the other one's grandfather. So this is where this all started from. Josh says, Skull and Bones sounds like a nickname for Oral. Okay.
Here you go. Geronimo. By Bud Bugger. God, you kill me, I swear.
Anyhow. I just think that with all the shit that's going on, and nobody's stopping.
It's Megadeth.
That this has to be some kind of, coordinated. I don't know what you would call it. I don't want to say attack, but what would you call it? A coordinated offensive or a change? They want one world order. They want one government. They can't have it.
It's called, hey, I want more for me and less for you. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like everybody, I mean, honestly, dies, so I have more resources for me and mine.
It's upper class.
Instead of working together to push, instead of
motherfucker, this thing is getting on my fucking nerves and I don't know what to do about it. It's ruining the show.
Yeah, that's what it is. No kidding.
I can't do anything about it. As soon as I move over, listen, fine. It's real
we're
funny from the cheap seats
anyway.
Over there. I'm over here producing the show, and I've been
doing
it for weeks.
And I have always thanked you.
And I've never had a problem with this until today.
Yeah.
John, we're teasing. Okay. And you should know that you're going to get your chops bust. Wait till tomorrow. You're totally going to get your chops
bust. You know what? They know what they're going to get when they press the play button. So it is what it is.
All right. Way to stop
they
the
shit.
Listen, Josh.
No. What did Josh say?
Wait. Oh, yeah. Way to quit
Josh. Josh calling you out. Oh, dear.
So the only good thing is it's some people are waking up, and I don't know if there's going to be enough people to wake up in time. That's my my issue. So here's a gentleman.
Or if it'll matter when they do.
Right. So all here's a gentleman in Australia.
I like his tie. It's pink.
Very nice.
Instead of working together to push Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum plan based on United Nations policies, work together instead for our country. Klaus Schwab's life by subscription, quote, is really serfdom. It's slavery. Billionaire globalist corporations will own everything, homes, factories, farms, cars, furniture. And everyday citizens will rent what they need, if their social credit score allows. The plan of the Great Reset is that you will die with nothing. To pull off this evil plan, Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum will need to take more than just material possessions from Australians. Senators in this very chamber today who support the Great Reset threaten our privacy, freedom, and dignity. Yes, they're in this Senate chamber. One Nation vehemently opposes the Great Reset, the digital identity bill, theft of agricultural land use, forcing farmers off their land, and all of the Great Reset. One Nation has a comprehensive plan to bring our beautiful country back to sustainable prosperity. And in the months ahead, we will be rolling that plan out. Instead of LibLab pushing Klaus Schwab's Great Reset with the tagline, "You will own nothing and be happy," One Nation advocates the Great Resist. We stand for a world where individuals and communities have primacy over predatory globalist billionaires and their quisling bureaucrats, politicians, and mouthpiece media.
John, pause that for a second.
One Nation accepts.
Does that not look like a script to you?
Yeah, he's
what he's hold on. What he's holding?
Yes,
looks like a script. Like it's just a, like a Hollywood script.
Well, it's just like, talking.
And
points.
Then it's and then the mic speech, goes hot, yeah. And you start talking. Like man over there in a blue shirt points at you, and you talk. Yeah. Like it was it's,
stage
it
just left. Looks, it's
just, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody has talking points, outline or whatever, how they want to do a speech. I don't see that's you find this what. You don't think that he should have notes? He should just be up there speaking off the cuff?
Well, if he cares about it, yeah. If he's really done the work, he should know it off the top of his head. Of course, he is old, so we lose our memories.
But. Right. That's why you got to have talking points. You got to be able to look to see what you're forgetting. Oh, yeah, like another thing.
Yeah.
I do that. When I've spoken in public, I usually read.
I can't even hit a button here without a plane first, so
can't even say sociopath.
I can't even say sociopath. I can say it, I just can't read it.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, so we've heard enough about him, but we also have people. Yeah. We have this lady in Germany, and she's upset too. Oh, now you won't. Now you're gonna make a liar out of me.
This so-called pandemic, it was just a test balloon. A gigantic test balloon. Well, for what, you ask? Well, to see how far they could go. To see what exactly they would have to do to get free individuals in a free and democratic society to consent to being forced into compliance. That's what they were trying to establish. That's what they were trying to figure out. And they have figured it out. Trust me, they are much smarter now. The goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic societies, into totalitarian societies. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights of freedom, democracy, the rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this. This whole COVID thing had never anything to do with public health. It never had anything to do with breaking waves. It always had to do with breaking people in order to make us a part of a mindless, malleable mass, which they can totally control, and we will be completely dependent upon this globalitarian elite.
So there you go.
And then they found her on a beach masturbating, and she offed herself.
Oh my God! That story was the sad. Was so sad. That was terrible.
I found the suicide story, and then I said, "Well, let me find out if I can find out where this came from." And then I found the other one. I said, "I know what I'll do. I'll do this story first, and I'll do the other one just to watch Duchess go."
You know, you can read me like a book. It totally. That made me so sad. I mean, it was dumb what she did, but I mean, like you said, the shame.
Yeah.
I remember a day when John would bring in videos to make me go, oh. Now it's all Dutch.
I'm an easy mark.
All the time. You know, I never get anything anymore from me.
I'm sorry, Bob.
It's okay.
I like Dutchess.
I'll work it. Yeah.
Stop.
I don't even know if you're going to show up. I mean, we put stuff on the, you know, I say, you know, we have stuff on the board. I don't hear hello, goodbye, kiss my ass, nothing.
Yeah, I got shit going on. Sorry.
Yeah, just say, okay, or okay. I got stories cool. Or whatever. I
did. When you said you wanted to go an hour early, I'm like, yeah, cool.
Okay. All right.
Sure. Whatever.
Me and Dutchess bet to see whether you're going to even acknowledge us or not.
I wasn't sure if you were coming, Bob. We were hoping you were.
I got it. Took three times, but I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He managed it after the
Somebody
third
tripped
check.
Over the cord down the street. It is what it is.
Alrighty. Well, that's that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's almost ready to watch the Eagles get the shit kicked out of them by the Seattle Seahawks. Because
you'll have some Michigan people very unhappy if the Eagles lose.
I'm just they've done a
Jalen. What's up with Jalen? Because I heard he's out.
He's sick. Sick. Now he's going to play.
He's playing, but
he's sick.
A shit game. Sorry, John.
I'm just telling you right now that I would rather go with Marcus Mariota at 100% than Jalen at 50%.
Mm-hmm.
I think if he can't go 100%, I think he's being selfish starting. That's how I feel.
Well, who's the better quarterback?
At 100%, Jalen.
Have your punching pillow.
At 50%, Mariota. And then the defense sucks. The defense can't tackle. What did I say when they lost last week? I said they couldn't run or pass or hold on to the ball, but they made up for it.
They couldn't block or something.
They made up for it by not tackling.
By not tackling, that's
it. Yeah, that's exactly what they did, and we'll see if they can do that tonight.
All right.
They don't have a good defense. Their defense sucks. They basically moved the one guy out. And they put another guy in secretly. They just, you know, like, oh, by the way, we're going to put him up in the booth where, and then we got this other guy. He's going to be down on the field calling the plays. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? Ever since that thing with Dom, the security guard.
Fucking idiot.
Bad omen. Bad, bad omen.
He didn't belong on the field.
He's been on the field for years. He's been on the field. He used to be standing next to.
Let me phrase that. He should not have interfered
right
with
in front of him.
Live play.
Happened right
it doesn't
in front of him.
Fucking matter. You can't. You don't get
he's
involved.
There. Step all he did back. Was step in front of him so they didn't fight. That's all he did.
Well, he set a precedence, and now he's got to stand in the fucking tunnel.
That guy, that asshole from the 49ers took a swing at him. That's all. He never touched
it
him.
Was
if
a
you look
swing.
At him, he never touched him. Dom, they just stood between the two of them.
Feared.
He stood between the two of them because they just threw him off and they were fighting. So he just stood between them. This is bullshit. You don't even know. No, I reject everything you just said. 100%.
It's not his job to be part of the team.
Whose job is it? Whose job is it?
It's not his job to be on the field and work.
He wasn't on the field.
Interfere with the playing team.
He wasn't on the field. It was on the sidelines. This happened on the sidelines.
That sidelines is on the fucking field, John.
No, it's not. The field is in the field of play.
All right, we're going to nitpick. The field of play and then the lines.
So let me ask you a question.
Fat, stupid Dom interfering. He shouldn't have been there.
I'll go back and I'll pull NFL film where these guys start fighting and the coaches get in there and they go in there and they pull the people apart. This is a loser for you. This is a loser for you. Just hate the Eagles.
It's a loser for you. Where the fuck is Dom? He's sitting in the fucking stadium.
But this is bullshit. This is exactly what I said. It's bullshit.
Well, he can go take it up with John Runyon.
He should. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, go
should.
Ahead.
This
go fight
bullshit.
Him. Fat Dom and John Runyon. Who's going to win?
I don't know. Fuck you all. All right. I've had enough of
I'll
you.
I'll fight you tomorrow.
You know what? I'm not even. No, you're not coming tomorrow. I uninvite you right now.
You go. Okay.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go watch the Eagles play.
I'll wait for your apology text.
I hope you don't hold your breath. You'll end up like that lady.
You don't want me to come? I'll go to work tomorrow, buddy. All right. Good night.
I want an apology.